Hi, this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing.
Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to have another wonderful program. And normally we ask for call-ins, so if you'd like to call in, please do so to ask some questions. Hopefully we can give you the proper answer, maybe the one that you want to hear, maybe the one you don't, who knows. But call in or go to the fast chat and type in something, and we'll answer your questions, and we're going to do some sample healings. So we're going to start off now with the emotional clearing. And we have lots of archives on, so if you're brand new to the program, I'm sure we have over 500 archives by now. So you can go on them. A lot of those have the healings that work actively. So you can just go on there and have a quick sample and see what the light ship is all about and how fast they work and how much better you feel. Also, we have sample clearings also on YouTube. Just type in creationlightship.com. You can also see me in a few lectures, etc., or also go to the website. So here we go. Emotional clearing, going back 5 days. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and naturally today cleared. And the flip side of that one, we'll say, is the feeling body. There are people who just don't understand emotions. Not that that's a bad thing. But they live more in feelings than they do in their emotional body. Remember, you're living and experience the different bodies that you typically will say hang out in, okay? So we have the emotional body, which is one of those, which most people actually can sense. And then we have the feeling body. And that's for people who use the word normally feeling a lot in their vocabulary. So if you say the word feeling, I feel bad, I feel sad, I feel angry, I feel this, I feel that. Then that's the body that you're using. And the reason why you're feeling that way is not because of the situation that you're dealing with. It's only because that energetic body that you're working out of, remember you have like your vision, your sunglasses, is tuned into that body. So you're looking out of the body of your emotions. So if you say, I feel angry today or I feel sad, it's because that physical, energetic, attached body, I didn't say that exactly right. This energetic attached body that's to your physical awareness, we'll say, is overfilled and charged up with negativity. And the reason why you have this body is because people do psychic attacks. They use mind energy. And the mind energy then gets filtered and or even absorbed into this energetic body. And then when it gets completely saturated, then it leaks over into your conscious awareness, and all of a sudden you start dealing with issues over and over and over again because this body wants to become healed. Now, if you don't deal with the healing, and most people don't understand what this actually is, this is why we do this here and why the light ship comes every 2,000 years, so to clean out these bodies. This is what the Earth Spirit gave you to keep your body, your physical body, from being destroyed and actually killed by the energy of mind, okay? So if you don't clean the body out and you start living in this energy, this is why you have your patterns, in a sense, your spiritual, if you will, with New Age talk, learning lessons. People think that we're here to learn something. Well, you're just here to experience from the light, but your learning is actually getting rid of these energies. So if you don't ever clean these bodies out, your life is going to go downhill very, very quickly because there's more than one body that you have to deal with. So the emotional one is what most people live in and feel and sense energies, okay? Now, the people who don't live in the emotional body live strictly in the 100% feeling body. And when they enter into that consciousness arena, then things start happening to them. And the feeling body is much closer to your physical body than the emotional one. See, the emotional one with most people maybe it gets triggered maybe once a week, once a month, you know, as something happens to you and you finally explode. You see a lot of people who are very, very well-centered, and then all of a sudden, you know, something happens to them and it's the last straw and they explode. And they're good for a month or so, right, without having a confrontation. But the people who live in their feeling body, they're walking around like a time bomb. And so anything goes off once that body gets filled up, and right away they fly off the handle. And so this is why you want to clean these bodies out. The other body that people live in a lot is the mental body. So typically most men, and women too, but mainly men live in their mental body. They do a lot of thinking, and this is where they live. And women typically live in emotions. So we're going to clean out the feeling body first. And again, we'll go back only 5 days. When we do these clearings on the website, on the online healings, then you can have your whole lifetime cleared, which is what you need. It's not that you may want to have it. You need this to be able to really survive here without the energy of negativity attaching to you. Otherwise, it will get attracted to you instantly, and it'll be like a sponge that's overfilled full of gunk. And as a drop of water, we'll say, hits it of this gunk, the other stuff overflows out of it. So you're always dealing with stuff. So here we go. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So you don't want to become saturated. Now, most people become saturated probably by the age of 15 years of age. So how old are you? How long has these bodies been clogged up? Remember, this is why you die. One of the main reasons that these bodies carry the energy of all these particular patterns that you did not deal with, and that people gave you with psychic attack energies, along with the planets courted to you, along with alien interference of mind control patterns, etc. And so these bodies here are just put in place by the Earth Spirit to help the physical life forms, like your physical body, live here without being destroyed. So we'll do a mental body now. So here we go. And this typically, like I said, is mainly for males, but women have and live in the mental body also. Here we go. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So a good example of that for women is we'll say that you go to your mailbox, being a woman, and all of a sudden you got a bunch of bills coming in. So what body are you using? You're not really using your feeling body. You're probably going to be using your mental body. So all of a sudden you get a headache, and you go, oh, my God, what am I going to do? I got all these bills, I paid not enough money, etc. So now you're living in the mental body, okay, where men live in it quite nicely, mainly all the time. I'm a male myself, but I seem to run a lot of energy into all of these here. But I still live in the mental body a lot because I have to. I have to do that to do these clearings, but I try to stay in the moment. And then I can use the energy of my spirit in the moment along with the mental body to get information. This is how I work. If I didn't live in my present spirit body consciousness in the now, then I would be probably pretty far off from what I'm doing. So here we go. Another body that people live in is a body that is considered a pain body. And the pain body, naturally you know what pain is, but there's also emotional pain and there's physical pain. So if you have physical pain, this is another body that the Earth Spirit put in place to protect you so that you would not experience a traumatic death process of physical pain. But like I said before, we don't know about cleaning these bodies out. So all of a sudden, all of your pain comes with you at one time. So you do get pain in your body, and all of a sudden, all the pain maybe for the last 30 to 50 years that you've had in your lifetime, remember, since the age of 15, typically will come flowing forward, and you're experiencing that pain right now in this moment from all of the other pain that you've had. If you had the body cleaned out, more than likely the pain would be much less. That isn't always 100% true, but it's a good way of talking about it, okay? So we're going to do a pain body, and this is for physical pain. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, or today cleared. Now the next one is emotional pain. This is a little different than the emotional body. I'll probably be putting on the website at some point, if I can find the time here, an emotional pain clearing. So this is really a lot of emotional trauma that people dealt with, and we also have a trauma body, but this is for emotional pain. So here we go. And you're going to know yourself how you feel after each one of these clearings, which one of these you actually need. You need them all, basically, but the ones that you actually resonate to are the ones you need the most. Okay? So here we go. 5 days ago cleared. This is for emotional pain. 4 days cleared. This is like suffering from something that happened to you. Maybe somebody left your life and now you feel all this emotional pain. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. So that's the pain bodies. There's also mental pain. I don't do that much of that, but we'll do a mental pain body. Again, it's up to you to sample these here to see which ones may work for you, the ones that you need the most, okay? So here we go. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. Wow, getting dizzy. Somebody out there has a lot of stress in the mental arena. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, another body sample. We'll do the sensory body. Sensory body is for people who live in all of their senses. And this body is how, what you use to experience life on this planet. If you didn't have any senses, you wouldn't know that you're here. And sometimes these get overstimulated also. So 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And now we'll do a trauma body. And the trauma body, I don't do that many clearings for, mainly because most people, after they have the emotional body, the initial first one, that normally takes care of stuff. But there are a few people who have like this, you know, dark cloud over their head. Whatever they do in their life, they wake up in the morning, you know, stuff happens to them instantly. And so this is more like the trauma body clearing. And also could be the hexes and spells clearing too, but we'll just talk about these bodies here. So that's a dark side practitioner one. So here we go, trauma body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is out there in cyberspace, Annika. Annika.
Hey, Ron.
Yeah.
Yes, hi, I'm here.
Great.
It's great to be on, and thank you so much for bringing all those samples. It's really great to feel the different ones, and there's a few of them that I hadn't experienced before, I think. So very nice to sample. There's some comments about what you were doing yesterday. Mike was commenting about feeling more focused, feeling more energetic today. And that's from all the centrifuge room clearings you did yesterday. And maybe we should explain a little bit of what you actually were doing and maybe also what the centrifuge room does.
Well, that's a good one. Yeah, the what we did yesterday was an eight-hour conference call, and it was on Sunday. If you're listening to an archive, we do these normally. I just started doing these. I think we did maybe 3 months worth, maybe 4 months of sessions where it's $200 for the whole month. And we work on Sundays to do light shift healing for 8 hours of time. And the one yesterday and the previous week and the following next coming Sunday is going to be devoted to your physical body, organ, and nervous system rejuvenation. So one of the sessions that we have done on this call was going to the centrifuge room. And we go there once in a while on the Mondays and Friday night calls for 1 hour where we go to different light shift rooms for healing. But the centrifuge room helps you eliminate negative patterns, addictions, thought forms that's interfering with your healing process. Remember, what you are in the sense, you know, is just like a walking computer, okay? And so, you know, by saying that, you may wonder what I'm talking about. But remember, your cells have cellular memory, genetic cellular memory stored inside of them. This is what Jesus was here to do 2,000 years ago, was to clean out the people living, I should say, their genetic cellular memory so they could do the ascension. And by cleaning out the genetic cellular memory, you are able to have more of your spirit come fully into your physical body. Otherwise, it just kind of hangs out on the inside of it. So the difference is being your body, having your spirit become a physical body from the light, walking in your physical body, connected to it, versus just hanging out amongst it, okay? And that's the difference. So either you're in it for the duration and running the energy into all your cells of light, or you're just in your body looking out of your eyes. And there's a big difference there in the energy. So in the centrifuge room, that room helps you to eliminate a lot of these patterns that prevent your spirit from being more fully into your body organism. And once you get those energies released, then your life starts to change. And what happens is, throughout the different healings that the light ship does for people, every time you have a clearing, you move forward a little bit more with more spirit integration. And, you know, it's not a typical, easy process. You just can't click your fingers and have it work, because the bodies here have been so overtaken by alien energies that it's very difficult to have it done instantly for you. We can do instantaneous healings on the light ship, but whether or not they stick down here in the physical depends on how much genetic cellular programming you have had and what your genetic belief system is toward that healing. This is why in the Bible, Jesus talks about basically, you know, it's your faith that healed you. Well, it's the faith of your belief system. And it's not necessarily what you believe right now. Of course, nobody listening or nobody in this world who's living physically wants to be suffering here. So you'd always say, no, I don't want to suffer. I don't want to have whatever this condition is that I have contracted, okay, or what I'm living through. But it's your genetic cellular memory that has given you all this stuff. And so you have to get this stuff cleared out in order for you to have free choice, free will, and what you're dealing with. Otherwise, you can say no to something. It'd be like standing on the freeway, blindfolded, and, you know, waving your hands at night with all the headlights of the vehicles off, telling them to stop. You know, it's not going to happen. They're going to run you over. And so you have to realize that just by what you say in this lifetime does not necessarily, you know, do what you think it should do, because your free will, free choice has been taken away from you by the aliens, okay? And the aliens are what's given us mind control transmissions here and everything else. Remember, that's the collective consciousness. That's the God energy. This is when you pray to a God outside of yourself or any energy. Then you're at prey, P-R-E-Y, and connected, corded energetically to it, and they can put into you, into your body, whatever program they wish to put in. And so, as you're listening to this program here on the BBS show, you know, what are you accessing to hear me? Okay? What program are you using? If you had clearings with me, you're probably actually listening to me through the clearing from the light ship so that you can actually understand what I'm talking about. If you're a first-time listener, you're going to be hearing this, and it will activate all of your implants from the darkness, from universal mind, from collective consciousness, from whatever you want to call it, everything from the mind energy that works in the linear time is going to be against what I'm talking about. And that's because the aliens that gave us time here, they do not want us to leave this planet because they live up our life force energy. So this is what Jesus said, don't go outside of yourself. The kingdom is within. It's very, very simple. The teachings are so simple that everybody typically doesn't really understand what he was talking about. And then when you go to a church to get that spiritual intent, they naturally talk about the devil a lot, which is the alien energies, we'll call it. And then they talk about how Jesus came to save you. Well, he did bring forth an effort for the people who lived 2,000 years ago. But after he left the planet, say 1,950 years ago, his healings completely 100% stopped. Now, the darkness knew that because there was no more conduit here on this planet to give healings from the light. And so they put in place what I call the light of the darkness. And it was probably already in place. But since we can only reference a small amount of this information and a small amount of time as we look at it, we'll just talk about this last 2,000-year cycle. So the darkness gave us the light of the darkness. And so they created a false light that people go to when they die. This is your reincarnation process. And then there are people that somehow get taken advantage of, and they have a near-death experience, and they quote-unquote maybe see God, see the angel, see this, see that, you know. And at that point, they come back and they say, yeah, I came back because they gave me a special mission to do on this planet. So that's your only real confirmation, typically, of going to the other side. But the other side is the light of the darkness. It's not divine energy. It's not source energy. It's the fabrication of the light. And so there are many books out about this here. People talk about it. And it gives people hope that there may be something out there besides what they're living now. And when I talk to people, they go, man, I'm afraid to die. I know what I have now, but what am I going to get into when I die? You know, what aliens are going to take you over? You know, remember, you're in the time-based reality here. You think that you're here continuously, but once you realize that you're not here and where you're going when you're not here, that gets really, really scary. This is where they can put implants into us and stuff. So even though we think that we're here continuously, when we're not here, it could be like months to the dark side, and they can play around with you and manipulate your energetic field. This is why in this program, when you're listening to it, a lot of the implants go off in people who don't understand, but the light holds you in the consciousness to listen. Now, after the program's over, you might say, yeah, I heard this program, but I don't know what Ron talked about. That's because the light shift was holding the space when you're listening, but after the program ended, the dark side took you over. This is the reason why you want to have more clearings, so that you can hold more spirit energy of the light. And this is the whole thing in a nutshell. So they're talking about the initially the centrifuge room. So I'll give you a sample of the centrifuge room. So here we go. I'll count to 10. The energy will come down from the light shift to help you. And think of a negative pattern that you have. Maybe it could be physical pain that you have all the time. Maybe you have a recurring pain. Maybe you keep having an accident where you keep hurting yourself in the same location. Maybe you have a addiction to smoking or alcohol or sex or whatever. That's still negative patterns that you're running, negative programs from the dark side, taking away your free choice. So you think your free choice is living this life that you're leading, and that's not your free choice, because you cannot say stop to it. It's very difficult, especially with addictions and having entities run your life. So what you want to do is have clearings done so that you're able to get out of the situation. I have another radio program coming on next in a couple of hours. I think it starts at 7 o'clock PST, and it's Ask One Radio. And on there, I'm on a program that I do healings like on BBS here. It's a little different format, but the people there normally are calling in for readings, because this is a psychic type of a radio program where psychic mediums come on the other shows. And so these people are having readings done by the readers and or paying for readings afterwards. And what does it really get them? They just tell them what the dark side plan is for them by doing the reading. In the process, the reader is being connected to the darkness because they're reading the darkness energy, because they have to look at it. And then they may be giving the person who's having the reading the dark energy also to reinforce what they're going through. So readings that do have a purpose, but the main thing is, instead of paying a reader, maybe $100 to get a reading, by all means, put the $100 toward a healing so you can get out of your situation. Because you're going to be recycling that particular energy until you die. It's going to keep coming and coming and coming. And everybody has patterns, so you want to get rid of the patterns. It's just like your computer. You know, you have so many programs on your computer, maybe so many files, you want to dump that sucker out of there so it doesn't keep repeating. You want to get rid of the virus that's keeping you stuck. You know, it's not free will on your choice. It just pops up. So here we go. We're going to do a sample of this clearing here. Think of an addiction, a negative pattern that you're dealing with, maybe physical pain. Remember, these are all programs put in by the darkness. Universal mind, collective consciousness, which is created by the aliens, thinking that it's light, and all this stuff is in you, programmed by them. So here we go. We're going to start the clearing. I'm going to count to 20, and we'll give you that'll be enough time to clear away these energies. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. And here's some music. Sit back. Keep thinking of that energy. And if you want to bring the light beam up on your monitor screen, it's about an inch or so down on your scroll bar, bring it up and ask the light beam for some healing to take this pattern away to help you. Okay, Annika, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, that is just very interesting. And, you know, I have to comment that when I hear your voice, you know, I always feel like I go into my heart center so much more, even just from hearing you, because it's as if it's become a habit. And I've listened to you now for about 2 years, pretty much every day. So could it also be a good memory that gets created by doing the same good things, as in, you know, automatically getting heart-centered when I hear your voice?
Yeah, what I'd say it probably would be is, since I'm running the light frequency from the light ship, once I start to communicate with somebody, that energy of light is coming to that person. And when that happens, then they get activated. The spirit kind of pops up and goes, oh, this is where I came from. And it connects to the energy. And also the body recognizes the light because it was created from light. So this is probably how I would maybe say that. That's probably it, I guess.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Kind of spot there, but anyway, mm-hmm. that's what I would say that it would be.
Yeah, you know, Pauline is asking an interesting question here about what is the prerequisite, if there is one, for the Earth-Mind Matrix disconnect, and if you could possibly explain a little more about that clearing?
Okay, I don't believe there's one for that one.
Okay.
Earth-Mind Matrix.
Matrix.
Okay, that clearing, boy, these all go pretty deep. This clearing connects your mental consciousness, okay, your thoughts, to the matrix energy that's here on the earth. So it's not as if your mind is going into the earth. It's actually going to the matrix of energy that the earth is, in a sense, holding. And the earth, it's not the earth spirit, okay? So the earth is being used as an instrument, as a energetic connection to everybody walking on it. This is why when I do the earth gridline clearing, people feel better. And so the aliens placed on the earth, and the earth is the conduit, a matrix system to control the mind. Okay, so it's very hard to get out of it when you're walking on the earth. If you've noticed, and just think back about this here, everybody listening, that when you have flown on an airplane, and hopefully everybody here has, you notice that you feel different. You know, you may get jet lag, et cetera, you know, just from maybe the flying time, but you're actually being released from the energetic cordings from the earth. Interesting. And I'm sure you could probably answer that, Annika, since you've been a stewardess before. Maybe you can shed some light on that, too. But first
I was just going to say maybe that's why I like it so much, you know.
The negativity.
Yeah, I just love flying, and I know some people don't like it, but that could just be because of the fear, you know, but I've never really had that, so.
And they're probably, you see, once you get into free choice, by not being connected to a pattern system, okay, then all of a sudden, what do? You know the old saying about the elephant in the circus where they take an elephant and they tie maybe a chain around one of its legs and they put a stick in the ground or a large pole and the elephant just walks in circles continuously and it kind of breaks the elephant. And then they, the mindset of it, so it's no longer free. So now they can just put it anywhere and just take the chain off and the elephant won't go very far because it knows that it can't, okay? Well, some people have the same thing. So maybe when they're flying, they're really afraid to break loose of that alien controlling mental mind consciousness of the light of the darkness and that energy, you know, which they thought was controlling them. They're afraid to step out of the box. And so that's probably why they're afraid of flying. Plus, maybe they're afraid of the plane crashing. But where are they getting that information from? You know, they maybe seen it on TV of a few plane crashes. It has to be real recent history because we haven't had planes for very long here, so it can't be in your cellular memory. Maybe the aliens want to keep you locked into a consciousness, so when they show on TV a plane crash, they really put out heavy mental energetic signals, code transmissions to you so that you're afraid to fly because you're actually breaking their system when you fly. Because you're getting out of that mind matrix energy from the earth. Very interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. I don't know. I've just always liked it, but I know what you're saying. There could be a lot of reasons for why we have those kind of fears. And also, you know, it's not natural for us to die from the beginning, even the fear of dying. I've felt more of it since I had the death barcodes removed, how unnatural it is that we should age and die.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And then I have this guinea pig reminding me here. I know it's kind of funny, but I have a guinea pig who's really old and who just refuses to die. And before you did these calls, we seriously said she's not going to last the weekend. Well, the weekend came. She obviously went up on the light ship, and she is doing better again. And, it's amazing to see those animals that go to the light ship, how they love that. So that was just a little comment here. But Brett has been asking more than once here about if you could do...
Brett.
Yeah, if you can do a feet-to-head entity clearing.
Sure. Here we go. Start with the bottom of our feet, taking out these bad entities. Not that they're necessarily bad, but when they come into us against our free will, then they're bad, okay? So here we go. Coming out from your feet, moving up to your ankles, and now going to your calves, just moving right up to your knees, and thighs, and now we're at your waist. Okay, and just moving up now, so we'll just work with the chakras here, so to speak, so you have an idea where we're working. So now we're going to the second chakra area, and moving up to your power chakra, number 3, and moving up to your heart, number 4, and now we're going to the shoulders. Okay, now going down your arms and elbows. There's some energy there, a lot of energy for some people. And down your arms a little bit further to your wrist. And now we'll go to your hands. And palm of your hands. And now your fingers. Okay, now next we'll go up to your head. Going through the neck to your head. To the top of your head. There we go. So these are released now. As many as we can get released from you. Remember, they come in and they find a place that they feel is home and they kind of settle in. Sometimes they'll bring a family in or two or hundreds or thousands of their friends, and then they'll have addictions typically. And you may have the same addiction and all of a sudden it gets worse. And this is how entities work. So, interesting, I'm reading the fast chat here about elephant trap of non-existent chain. You know, we all have that, probably. We have this chain of fear that's attached to us. So I'll do a fear clearing. I didn't do that one yet. So, this we'll do, first do a spirit integration. So here we go. We're going to bring more of your spirit into your body where the entities were. Remember, once they come in, your spirit can't come in there. It's impossible. Because they're taking up the space where your spirit's made to reside. And the space is actually there with issues. And so the entity's attached to issues, just like file folders, okay? So each maybe cell of your body will have a particular file folder on it with a given name. And then the entities find that, and that's where they live, okay? So here we go, bringing more of your spirit in. One, count to 10, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So if you feel your body getting warmer, if it's tingling, if you feel heavier, that means that you came more into your body. When you're out of your body, you become very light. And then when you become lightheaded, we'll say, then you're not necessarily in spirit consciousness, and then the entities take over and run your life. So here we go. Fear body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And after that, we have anger. Anger is a big one. Here we go. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, Annika, back to you.
Okay, I just wanted to remind everyone and Brett there about Anne's comment about how when she gets tired or when she starts to feel like she's yawning a lot, she is doing the entity clearing, which is online because it's a really, really good clearing to do and have as one of the online unlimited, preferably, because you're going to need to do it, or even commanding our own spirit to remove those daily can help a lot. Just a little comment there that I find really useful, too, and I also was reminded from Anne when she did this show the other week, I think it was. Also, we have Heal asking, going in the same, one of the online clearings that you have is the parasitic life form removal, which is about $30. I think it is $30
per month.
Yeah, yeah. And you can also choose to just go in and once and pay for that one time or pay for a week. You know, that there's several options. And she was asking what kind of critters, which is also one of the ones, one of the removals you do on that alien attack removal page, what kind of critters could be responsible for allergies?
Off the top of my head here, looking, great words here I use, right? Using mind energy to find it. So here we go. I get a picture of the little small, like rice-looking maggots. That's one of them. There's also small little, very, very small ants that might cause that. So you might try that. It might even be like what we might call dust mites, but they look like ants to me. So I would recommend those two. Then you can also, you know, just type it in. Now, if you don't know what it is, just put down your condition. And from there, the light should be able to find something that you're dealing with. But I would try those two first and just see what kind of relief you have. The main thing is that when you, after you have a clearing, you're going to see if it helps you, okay? And then if it helps you, take a mental note of that or just write it on a piece of paper. I have this condition, and this ET critter is what I use to, you know, have it get relief or get out of me. So if you have it again, you know what to go to. So remember, the dark side may not want you to remember. And then also, once you have a clearing, a lot of times you will lose the negative consciousness of what you were dealing with. And once it's gone, then, you know, you're not living in the past. You're living in the moment, and you may forget all about what happened to you in the past. And, you know, it's possible that it could recycle again, and you won't know what happened, you know, how you got rid of the problem. You know that you had it, but the lightship clearings are so good that it takes away the memory of all the traumas. And this is what's so nice about them. For myself, doing healing, a lot of people will come up to me and they'll have a sample clearing and they feel so much better. They actually thought that they had their whole lifetime done, you know, in 30 seconds. And that happens a lot when I go to the expo. They say, well, I already had the emotional clearing. I go, I don't remember doing it for you. And they go, well, you did it, you know, 2 years ago, and I feel great. And I said, well, yeah, but you didn't get your whole lifetime done. You just simply got like a little Band-Aid put on you. And it took away maybe your heartache that you were dealing with at the time or a bad relationship or whatever you're dealing with, you know, but you haven't did your whole life yet. And sometimes that goes over their head because they're not in trauma and they don't even know if they have it, although they live with it daily, but they're so used to it that they don't really understand that they're living in darkness. And, you know, a really big trauma affects them, but the small ones, you know, they've already kind of absorbed it into their energetic system. And they don't understand what they really need. But once you have the clearings done, then you are able to actually look upon your life and see it with new eyes because you know that you have been in a condition, in a situation from the past, and you're out of it. Then, you know, you don't look back, but you feel so much better because you have more spirit energy. This is what these clearings do for you. It gives you more spirit energy to live with. And then eventually, with more spirit energy, you will find yourself probably eating less food. Well, that's if you want to. This is, or choose to. This is your free choice. But you will be able to live more on spirit energy, life force energy, from the light versus living on physical food. So, back to you, Annika.
Okay. Karen has a really good sample that she's asking for, and that is the God plane clearing.
Okay. Here we go. We'll wave the flag in front of the gods out there. You know, if you haven't seen the movie 10,000 BC, you might want to watch that one. And then also another good movie is The Mist. The Mist is very good about people opening up stargates, vortexes, whatever, bringing in love energy to the planet. It's all the same stuff, just different names on it, where the aliens, you know, using your free will, free choice, to connect and open up these things to to entrap humanity even worse and bring them in here. And they connect to you as the loving person who wants to help other people. This is why Jesus said to heal yourself first. So here we go. What you want to do now is just sit back and relax, and we're going to work with the God plane energy. So we're going to take away the God plane energy that was connected to you either through your own consciousness. Maybe you went to church. You were forced to go to church because somebody in your life wanted to go to church and you didn't have enough gumption to say no. Or maybe you have somebody who puts you into a prayer circle, okay? And I can say a good word for that is heaven forbid. You know, so here we go. So 10 days ago, we're taking away this dark side God energy. In fact, there's no light energy in the God energy, so anything that people use as the word God is all darkness. You can quote me on that one. Here we go. 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So just to kind of elaborate on that, what the churches use when they bring Jesus in or talk about Jesus from the Bible, they are bringing in the light of the darkness, Jesus energy, okay? Because the light ship took the energy away after he left his planet. There's no more conduit for light. Your only light that you had here was in yourself with your own spirit. That's always connected. So the churches make you believe that Jesus is coming, and the light ship is coming. That's where Jesus came from. And it's here right now if you wish to connect to it. This is what this show is all about. But mainly, this show wasn't on and the light ship wasn't activated, which was in 2005. Then you still have the light inside of yourself. The churches will never give you that light energy because they can't, because they're using extraterrestrial God energy in the name of Jesus to bring the darkness to you. And this is the light of the darkness. They fabricate the saints and the angels and everything else, and that's how it works. There are people who have been here from the light ship, who have brought in light from the light ship, but Jesus has not ever come into manifestation or physical form here or his energy on this planet for probably 1950 years, okay? But there has been other people from the light ship who have brought down the light energy here. And the one that's known the most here recently is Princess Diana. And she was in Jesus as a spirit, as a light being spirit in the body of Jesus. And she was responsible for the humanitarian mission of Jesus when he walked the earth. And she is no longer here. And another one that came from the light ship was a saint, and that's Saint Bernadette in Lourdes, France. And so she came and charged the water up in Lourdes, France. So that's actually like light ship water there. And that energy still exists, but the physical being left, but her body is still preserved, okay? So this is just the way it works. So the light does come here to help humanity, but the main thing is if you didn't know anything about any of these people whatsoever and you didn't have any books to read, then you still are connected to the light from your own spirit inside of yourself. This is your only connection. Whatever comes down to this planet from the light ship is here to help people. But the dark side took a lot of these particular energies and cloned them when they were here and then reduplicated them and brought them into churches so that it will hold you captive in the mind programming from the darkness. So back to you, Annika. Maybe we could talk about the 8-hour call. Do you want to explain how you felt about it, the ones you've been on, either the last Sunday or in the previous times?
Sure, yeah. I I have been absentee off and on, and I've been able to listen in. You know, it's really, really great to be able to hear what you're doing. And when I've been absentee, I've always had a very, all of a sudden I get aware of, okay, something's being worked on me, or, you know, I can kind of sometimes even tell what it is, or it definitely is just as powerful, even though I really like to hear what you are doing. But if somebody is not able to be on because you're working or you need to do something else, I mean, sometimes 8 hours can seem like a lot, even though if you're on, you usually, I mean, I usually just want to stay on because it's so nice to be on for that time. But if you can't, you can't. You will still have all the benefits. And it's really what I felt like after the first time I did one of these calls with you, Ron, that took 8 hours. That was when I feel the biggest increase of my spirit in my body, like the percentage of me being in me, you know, for lack of a better way of saying it.
So are you able to have your spirit maybe guide you more, talk to you more, or do you just feel, lighter with the negativity of the darkness being released from you, or both?
It's both, actually, yeah. It's definitely both. It's much easier for me to connect with my spirit. There's much less blockage, you know. There's much clearer communication. I don't really need to even ask. It feels like I am much more centered in my heart, much easier, much faster. The guidance is just, much more awareness of where it's truly coming from me. So, and I don't get as affected anymore either. You know, I don't get as affected from what's going on around me. And that's just wonderful to be able to walk, you know, it's sort of like walking around on top of it all without really having to be part of it.
Yeah, that's what Jesus said, basically, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're describing, you know, as being in the world but not of it, because you're living in your own consciousness of light. And this is why one of the phrases Jesus used was the phrase that, I and the Father are one. So that means that he is in complete consciousness of the lightship, which is what he would call back then Father. Now it's called the creation lightship. And that's kind of where you become, where you are. Everybody listening, I'm sure, has at some point in their life actually felt your own personal divine connection with spirit, which is your own spirit inside of you. It's never outside of yourself. And you have that experience when you are doing something and time basically stops, because the light never created time. And so when you are in that flow of the source creative energy, okay, not collective consciousness, not mind energy, not anything, you know, that is talked about in New Age metaphysics, because they use the words to kind of twist things emotionally for people. But when you are in true source creative energy, time stops, because it does not operate in time. The only way to get into pure divine consciousness, source energy, is to be out of time, because that's where it lives. And the darkness took all the rules, if you were to use that, maybe all the laws, I'm just using New Age terms here, and took everything that the light has created, which is free will, free choice, and they brought that into their own system of consciousness. And so everything that they have created in the light of the darkness appears to be the same to us as what the light gives us. This is why they're so sneaky and why it's so hard to break out of that, because you think, like when you go to church and you pray to Jesus, or Jesus is connecting to you in the church, and you will feel the energy, you are strictly connecting to the light of the darkness. And can the light of the darkness do healings? Of course it can, you know, because it gave you the problems. It knows more about what happened to you than the light does. The light has to work moment by moment. The darkness has a script for you. Remember, there's no consciousness in the light that gives you a predetermined script. This is why we have a natal chart here from the darkness, and that's the light of the darkness. Everything that you see physically here, in a sense, has been taken over to a certain extent by the darkness energy. If you want to connect with nature, that still is spirit energy of the source. This is why you can walk up to a tree and feel the wonderful life force of a tree. You can check out maybe birds and see them. They feel very peaceful, very loving. And many animals do also, because they're still connected to the light energy. Okay? And not sure they have to have a spirit inside of them, yet they have the eyes nice and clear. You know, you don't want to hook up to a squid or an octopus or something. But most things here are more spirit consciousness than of darkness. But since we have a mind that controls us so much, this is how the darkness comes into us. And the light gives you free choice, free will. And so the reason why you're still here listening to me is because your ancestors chose the darkness over the light. And our time is in linear time here, which is the time the light of the darkness is moving on very quickly here, and we need to leave. So I'll say blessings to all of you. Our next show is going to be on Wednesday at, I believe, around 6:55. So blessings to all of you. Thank you, Annika, for being on. I don't want to run over.
Thank you so much, Ron. Yeah, thank you.
We'll see you all later, everybody.
Okay.
Blessings.